people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody. And yes, indeed, I did learn some things yesterday. Had a great trip. Those of you who have been on Facebook have a clue about it. I'll tell you all about my visit in San Antonio with old friends and some new friends as well. Let me start, though, by talking about our dogs, because I haven't been doing a very good job helping these SPCA dogs get adopted. If you want to call and be with me on the show for whatever reason, gardening talk, tell us about something good going on in your garden, have a question, a problem I can help with, give me a call at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. We didn't do a good job the last 2 weeks. Cash and Chiquita from the SPCA in Dallas are still waiting for homes. And they're both really cute, too. So check them out on our website, those of you here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is the Dallas SPCA, west of downtown Dallas. Jan Reese Jones place down there. Cash and Chiquita, you can see their pictures on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA button there. And also meet Champ Kind. Interesting name. And he's an interesting looking dude, too. 6-year-old, 69-pound black. That's pretty specific. Black and tan hound mix. And he's a handsome fella. Very popular at the shelter because he has a charming personality and devastatingly good looks. Don't call him Champ for nothing. He's got lots of energy despite his age and would love your to have a new athletic partner, loves to play. He was brought into the shelter April the 12th, being rescued by an animal cruelty investigator. Won't stop him from being friends. Loves to meet new people. Would love to have you as a new friend, it says. So check him out. It's Champ Kind at the SPCA. Good-looking dude. Looks like a pretty happy guy. And the others we need to help down there as well. Wherever you are in the country, let's help out the shelters. Shelters all over the place and all different kinds, pure breeds, mutts, you name it. Great place to find a new pet. Not just dogs, cats, and a lot of other kinds of pets as well. My tea is pretty good this morning. Fennel, but I didn't hurry. Fennel, bay leaves, and some lemon verbena. I almost pulled the lemon verbena out the other day. I have a real strange salvia that I got from somebody, and I seem to remember back in the cobwebs of the back of my brain, my alleged mind, it was not really recommended to me because it can become a little invasive. Well, wasn't very good advice they gave me. It becomes a lot invasive. It's easy to pull out, but it pops up all over the place. And it doesn't have it's got the typical salvia foliage, but it doesn't have a flower of any kind that I've ever seen, or maybe I've never left them in long enough for them to flower. But anyway, I pull them out. They're typical salvias, have the square stems and all, but the leaf is about the same size as my lemon verbena. I almost extracted it the other day when I was working on that salvia. Anyway, the tea this morning, fennel bay lemon verbena, which is a very, very pleasant lemon herb. If you haven't grown it, it's a good one. Needs full sun. Mine's in a little bit too much shade. It does all right. It just doesn't grow very much. Doesn't produce whole lot of leaves. It would do better in a full sun situation, or at least a half a day. Mine gets a little less than that. But also put, as I usually do, apple cider vinegar in the tea quite a bit and a little bit of honey. It's a good tea, so give it a shot. In San Antonio, we've been talking about this, and I gave you a clue that it was coming up. Bob Webster does a similar show to mine. He's on Saturdays and Sundays on KTSA down in San Antonio. And he and his business partner, Roberta Churchin, and I have been talking about me coming to do a seminar on Saturday for some time. We actually scheduled one several months back, and we got rained out. They've had more rain down in San Antonio than we've had up here in the Dallas area. But they do seminars. I think they do them primarily during the growing season. They do seminars on Saturday at Shades of Green, their nursery in San Antonio, right after his show. He's on in this incredible hour. He's on from like 5:30 in the morning till 9 on Saturdays. And the seminars happen at 9:30. So we did a seminar on root flare or trunk flare, whichever term you'd like to use. We talked about the fact that they both work because the flare that we're talking about is actually a transition zone between the trunk and the roots. But he and I both have talked about that for a long time. He's never really been, they've never been really exposed to it that much. I know it's a good thing to do, and they've seen the results from arborists, but thought it'd be a good idea to invite the customers in and actually uncover a tree, which we did. It was an Arizona ash that had been there in the parking lot when they built the place, and the parking lot had to be filled on because the neighbor had built their grade up and caused a swamp in this area that became their parking lot. So the thing was, you could tell by looking at it, and I'll put photographs on Facebook for you on this when I have time a little bit later, but it had been filled on at least 15 inches. Well, they invited me to come down and talk about it, give a seminar, and also invited a tree care company, an arborist there in San Antonio, to come over. And I was delighted to meet Ed Etter and his company and his people. And they uncovered the tree with the air spade, and it was a lot of fun. Bob and Roberta picked out a good tree because it had the typical things that you run into. It had some circling, girdling roots. It had those fibrous roots that try to grow up to oxygen that you cut away. And there was also buried lumber that had been put around the tree when the original grade was there, and then a second layer of it when the fill had been made. And it was even an interesting thing to see because in both cases, the wood framing was down below 10 inches in the soil. And it was good for people to see that because when you have lumber, basically wood of any kind, that's below basically 10 inches, 10 to 12 inches, somewhere in there, there's not, it depends on what kind of soil it is. This was pretty friable because it had a lot of decomposed granite in it. But in any soil, when you get down below a certain level, there's not enough oxygen in the soil for the microbes to feed on the wood that rot the wood away. And that's one of the reasons why we advise people now when we teach people about planting trees, we really strongly advise now that you take off the burlap, off of bald and burlap trees. And we used to say it's very important to take it off the surface, off the top of the ball, which it is, and for a couple of reasons. One is that often the burlap on the top of the bald and burlap situation is hiding soil, excess soil that has been put on top of the ball and covering up the flare. And it happens in the growing operation. It happens as the trees are maintained in the nurseries, and then it happens a little more when the trees are dug and the burlap is put on, and soil tends to be kind of tossed up on the surface. So whenever you're planting a tree from a container or bald and burlapped or bare-rooted, either one, the first thing we talked about yesterday is that you want to get that excess soil off the top, expose the flare, expose the true top of the root ball, and plant it not just at grade, but a little bit higher than the grade, because you're probably going to get some settling. And we saw that in this situation. This plant, you know, had been there a long time, and had been covered, and we showed some photographs of what you do when you get new. One thing we forgot to do, we had so much going on with this one tree, we forgot to uncover a tree that was in a container and show how, you know, they can be really deep in the container. So anyway, the advice to everybody is to get that stuff off the top of, before it goes in, and showing that lumber that hadn't even decayed in many, many years being down in the soil is the same thing you experience when you leave that burlap on the side of the tree when it's planted. I'll tell you more about our little adventures yesterday when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with Smart Pot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat, and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com. That's smartpots.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life.
It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and people are starting to call in, but you can grab one line if you go quick at 866-444-3478. Just finishing up a little bit on our visit yesterday, exposed this tree, let everybody see it. It was good. We were going to also try the little technique that one of our listeners here recommended, and that is to use a simple air compressor and the little gun that you use to fill up, you know, sporting equipment and tires and things like that. But we had the wrong fitting, so we didn't get to do that. They'll be showing their customers that, and I'll set one up here and put it on Facebook and show everybody. But if you have a situation where you need to expose the flare on smaller trees, that's one thing that a homeowner can use without hiring a arborist to come in and use an air spade like we did on the larger tree yesterday. But anyway, like I said, we showed that there were girdling roots pushing in one spot, creating a, you know, a flat side that you can often see that before you start doing the work. If the flare is going out on one side of a tree and it's not on the other, it's kind of flat, or even going back in toward the center of the tree, it's a dead giveaway that there's circling, girdling roots underground that the too much soil on the flare is hiding. I got some pretty good shots of it, and I will put them on Facebook so everybody can see what we did there. And we've got a lot of other shots on our website, dirtdoctor.com, that show this as well. You can go to Facebook right now and see Shades of Green where we were. I took a lot of good pictures. The light was good for showing off how beautiful the place is there in San Antonio. It's kind of at the top of the page right now on Facebook, facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. In a coming break, or as soon as I can today, I'll put photographs, a second round of photographs on there that show you the little seminar of exposing the tree that we did. And it was good to meet some arborists that are down there that are really into this. I was delighted to see that the company, Edder Company, was really into this exposure. And they had an operator that was very proficient at doing it. Let's see what else I needed to tell you before we go to the phones. I think that's enough right now. We'll get into Howard's garden in a little bit. Right now, it's a loaded line, so let's start with Jan in Ennis. Hello, Jan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. What can I do for you?
Well, I have some dwarf euonymus that are behind our by our patio, and they were beautiful. They were small, had just trimmed them. And I went out one morning, and the whole top of it's just laying flat. And as time has progressed, they've got, whatever it is, it's gotten into all of them. And they're biting at the trunk and just biting the whole limb off.
Oh, wow. Some animal is biting stems completely off the plant.
I don't know that it's an animal. I haven't been able to find anything.
Yeah, it's bound to be, Jan. It's probably some kind of rodent. It's interesting to bring that up because this morning I was taking a little tater out to the dog run before I left. Greenhouse area dog run. He's got a palatial place to stay out there. And he was acting kind of funny. And then all of a sudden I saw some roof rats running around that I normally don't see. This weather may be bringing out that. They'll do damage to plants like that. Squirrels will do damage like that also. And probably some other things too, but I would guess it'd be one of those two things. We were talking about this at the seminar the other day. Animals will attack a plant, that's especially like Japanese maples and some fruit trees, when they're in stress a little bit. The plants will tend to concentrate sugars in an attempt to help themselves, you know, cure themselves. The animals can detect that, and sometimes they'll come in and do that. I don't know.
We have two very large dogs in our backyard, and it's fenced, and it's not a large yard.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on your library and looked up the hornworm, and
wouldn't attack a euonymus plant.
That's what I thought. So I just beside myself because where it's breaking them off, I don't know if I'm going to be able to save them or not. They left a few little limbs on the top with leaves on them, but they could be gone this morning.
Well, there only could be two things, rodent, like I've suggested, or your dog's mm-hmm. doing it, one of the two. Birds wouldn't do it. Insects won't do that kind of damage.
Well, some of the areas where it's been damaged, the dogs couldn't possibly get to.
Well, we've narrowed it down, haven't we?
I know it. I don't know what to do. Do I just trim them off?
Trim off the damaged stuff. You can spray with the garlic pepper tea, and I actually did a recent newsletter on that and a little video showing how to make it.
Right, I have that recipe.
Okay, try that, see if that'll keep them away. It does mean that you've got stress in those plants. Now, euonymus, are these the variegated euonymus that have the yellow and green leaves?
No. These are like the shrubs that they put around houses a lot. You know, I mean,
but they're solid dense. Green.
They're solid green.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not a.
But it's an evergreen euonymus.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that plant likes cooler weather than we have here, so that could be part of the stress problem. So. You know what, if you've been familiar with my website, look up the sick tree treatment, apply the sick tree treatment, spray the garlic pepper tea, and see if that doesn't solve the problem.
Okay.
I appreciate your call. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's catch up a little bit more. Let's see who's next. Lou, and I need to talk when we get a chance here about trees just a little bit more. By the way, I just pulled it up myself to see how my photographs looked on Facebook of shades of green down there in San Antonio, and they came out good. I think you'll be impressed. And the most important thing to know that I didn't mention about their just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous garden center down there, which I recommend whenever you're in San Antonio, you know, put that on the list with the Alamo and the River Walk and the botanical gardens and everything else. It ought to be on your list, but they are 100% hardcore organic. And so anybody tells you it can't be done organic and can't be extremely successful, tell them, check this place out. Lou in Ovilla next up. Hi, Lou.
How are you this morning, Garrett?
I'm doing well. What's up?
A couple of things. Chiggers, we haven't seen the onslaught yet, but is there a good way to control chiggers?
Well, a couple of things. Bob and I were talking about this yesterday. There are some really cool new things happening in the organic world, and one of them is cedar oil that is on the market under one name. There's a company called Wonder Cedar or something like that. That's a cedar oil. There's about to be a new one. Apparently, the Medina company is looking in real close to putting one out. There's also already some cedar flake products out. There's about two or three different companies. If you go to the garden centers, they'll have 20-pound bags of kind of lightweight, they're pretty good sized bags of cedar flakes. And the neat thing about it now, it used to be that we got the cedar flakes from a company that was in the cedar oil business, and they were extracting the cedar oil for various kind of products, not just horticultural products. They were using them in all kinds of things, and they were selling the cedar that had already gone through this extraction, and they still had some cedar oil and cedar fragrance. The products that are currently on the market have not had that process done to them, still have all the oil in the flakes. So you go out and just sprinkle this cedar flake product on the property, and it works really well to repel fleas and ticks and chiggers and all kinds of things. You can also do the sulfur. The sulfur is the traditional way to go, dusting sulfur out at no more than 4 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And that's kind of pushing it. You really don't want to put out a very heavy dose, and you don't want to do it often because sulfur can do really good things, stimulate biological activity, run off pests like chiggers, and improve the soil. And if you go a little bit too far with it, it can really cause some difficulties, some problems for the soil.
The problem I've had with sulfur in the past is that it's such fine dust that the slightest breeze will drift it. And then you got to, of course, wear a mask and everything.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. You can put it on the pants, legs, and shoes and things like that of people that are having a problem. That's why the cedar is so good. So those two things are a possibility. The third way to go is essential oils. And essential oils are generic. We talk about them all the time. There are several products on the market that have cinnamon and clove and rosemary and those kind of active ingredients in the products, and you mix them with water and spray them, and they work very well against chiggers and other problems.
Okay, so you can get those at particularly home and garden centers?
Yeah, most of the even the big box stores will sell some line like EcoSmart that is a quote-unquote essential oil product. There's a bunch of them, different ones on the market.
Yeah, that I would lean toward that because we're on a couple acres, particularly around the house. We're on an acre there, and then adjoining is our pasture. So we got a large area to cover.
Well, they work pretty well, and keep your eye out for cedar oil liquid products too, and a combination of those dry flakes and the liquid spray. See, cedar oil falls into that same category of being essential oils.
Okay,
it's just a different one. EcoSmart's one that you can find pretty easily that has national distribution, and it's out there. But there's a lot of other brands that what you want to do is look at the label and look for the active ingredients, and you'll see that it's natural, herbs that are the active ingredients in the product.
One other quick question. Uh-huh. Peonies.
Uh-huh.
I've had them for a couple of years. I transplanted them. Foliage looks fantastic. I've had one flower over the last 2 years on one of the plants. Any suggestions there?
Yeah, nothing will help set buds and put flowers on plants better than Garrett juice. There's nothing that's better in the category. So you can use your own homemade Garrett juice. You can use one of the commercial ones. If you use one that has mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria, will work a little better. But in the case of setting buds and flowers, just the regular basic Garrett juice formula, compost, tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed will do wonders.
I appreciate it, Howard.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, that's another thing Bob and I have been sharing information we've been getting from our listeners and our research staff out there, and everybody's saying the same thing about the Garrett juice. There are a lot of organic liquid products out there, and some were there before Garrett juice was created, fish and seaweed products and things like that. And then several have been created the last couple of years trying to, be in competition with that idea, which is fine. Some of them work pretty well, and some of them don't work worth a flip. And the ones that don't work nearly as well as you would like tend to be the ones where the people avoid putting the apple cider vinegar in the product. So if you buy some other brand, some other, not brand, but some other mixture, some other formulation that are trying to copy Garrett juice, that's fine, but make sure that the apple cider vinegar is in the product, because what it does is that it creates the synergy in the product and makes all the other ingredients work even better. And there are some other foliar this and drench this and whatnot out there that have the entire formula in there. I don't know whether they're good quality ingredients or not. They may be great. They may not. I don't have any idea. A lot of times people haven't run those things by us. Next up is, let's see, Randy in Gustine, Texas. Hi, Randy.
Gustine, you've got it. Good morning, Howard. You know, we all know the benefits of eating or drinking local honey and the protection it gives us from allergies.
Right.
Recently, I saw on Facebook, and I did some research on it, but I don't know that there's any scientific studies on it, but people that have done it swear by it. But eating or drinking goat's milk from goats that have eaten poison ivy will give you resistance to poison ivy. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah, I've heard it for a long time, and there seems to be some validity to it. Also, the goats will eat poison ivy and take it out, you know, help you with the weed control. But it doesn't seem to be real consistent. Some breeds of goats like poison ivy and some don't.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you which ones do. I need to get Tony Manisseri or some of my farmer rancher friends on sometime and talk about that issue in a little bit more detail. But there's something to it. It's funny. Another thing we did in San Antonio, Bob and I were driving around. We went down to the Sunken Gardens, Japanese Gardens. We went to the Arboretum, talked to Bob Brackman while we were there and saw their big project that they've got coming up. But when we were leaving, we stopped at a little place called Fifi's and Fido's, and it's an advertiser of Bob's. It's a real high-end pet boutique place, really cool dog foods and cat foods and all kinds of treats and things like that. And she was telling me that one of the things she strongly recommends for pets in general to increase the gut health, you know, we talk about all the time here on the show, is goat's milk, exactly what you just brought up. She said it's almost a perfect food. And I had never really thought of it for for pets and helping the biological activity in the gut of pets. But she said it's really a big deal.
This is a story. It goes back many years, but there was a lady that had come to a man that had goats, and her baby didn't have any hair, was emaciated, and she wanted some goat's milk. Well, he started giving it to her, and she fed it to the baby, and it started growing hair and was gaining weight. But the baby was allergic to cow's milk or formula or breast milk, and just couldn't handle that. Yeah. My other question is, I know you say when you have a garden spot to scrape off the top 6 inches and then till it and then put, you know, let that compost and then.
Exactly what I say, Randy. 6 inches is too much. Off an inch and a half.
I think down here in deep sand, I would have to probably excavate several feet because we have coastal Bermuda here. In deep sand, those roots go.
Nope, they don't.
You're
right. The roots do go that deep, but the roots aren't reproductive. The roots of Bermuda grass will not reproduce. The only thing that reproduces on Bermuda grass or any grass is the rhizome, the stolons, and they're shallow. The roots are deep, but they will not reproduce.
Okay.
Now, if you till them down in the ground, you punch them down in the ground somehow with a plow or a tiller or something like that, the rhizomes, they will. But the roots completely die. In fact, there is research showing that on Bermuda grass, and you won't see this in very many books or publications or being taught in turf grass classes too much, but there is a lot of evidence that the roots on Bermuda grass almost completely die out in the winter and completely regrow the next growing season.
Huh.
Yeah. But no question about it. The rhizomes are the reproductive part, not the roots.
Okay. Well, since I didn't do it correctly, how would I control Bermuda grass in the garden?
Well, all you can do is physically remove it, or then go to the step of putting down the molasses and compost layer, and then the several sheets of paper or cardboard over that, and smothering it. And it works on Bermuda grass. It'll work on coastal. It'll work on TIFF. It'll work on any kind of Bermuda grass.
Okay.
And then spot spray any that escape and pop up here and there, you know, with your organic herbicides. I got one. Right. I hope that helps, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back and calling me from Missouri somewhere is Kenny. Where are you in Missouri, Kenny?
South Central Missouri, right there in the Ozarks.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing well.
All right. I've got a couple of peach trees out here in the yard now. To preface this, I do live in the woods, and I'm talking about back in the woods. So the sunlight is, I get about probably about two-thirds of the sunlight that I need.
Yeah.
But my main question is that on one of the trees, I keep getting splits in the trunk, and it won't split all the way open, but it'll leave a pretty good-looking scar, and the bark will curl back. And I've not seen any deer on it, not, you know, regularly, and usually if they get out there, they eat the tips of the branches. I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
These splits are vertical splits?
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. Couple of things. I'm sorry?
It's almost like it's opening from the inside.
I gotcha. And they get, you're saying about two-thirds of the light that they probably ought to get. A split normally happens when there's something environmental going on that the tree doesn't like. It's normally not caused by an insect or an animal or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
What would be causing it to split? Low light wouldn't be doing it. Is it happening on different kinds of fruit trees or one?
Just the one peach tree, and I've got
just
one
the peach
next to it that probably 20 feet from it that doesn't do it.
Okay. Let's try something and see if it doesn't solve the problem. I'm not sure what's causing. Something is related to a stress that's causing it to, you know, manifest into these splits. Two things. Do a dramatic soil removal from the base. Make sure that the flare is exposed. Usually 100% of the time when people tell me they're having trouble with fruit trees, the flare is not nearly dramatically enough exposed. It's in the ground, mulch on top.
Okay, I'm a newbie, so now the flare, that's where the roots start to join the trunk?
Well, that's exactly right. It's the transition zone, and it flares out literally and starts moving horizontally. Most fruit trees are planted too low because people tend to plant with the graft union pretty close to the ground grade, and the graft union is way above the actual crown of the plant, the flare. So
okay.
I'll bet you, since you are new, you've everybody, even people that aren't new, do this make this mistake with their fruit tree. So when you pull this soil back, it may solve the problem. But the second thing you want to do is treat these splits with what's called tree trunk goop. I was talking to one of the people at the seminar yesterday. They came up and they said that they had used the tree trunk goop on injuries where deer had come over, you know, and when they're rubbing on trees and injured them. And the tree trunk goop is amazing about the way it works and how fast it works to help the tree heal and callus, not heal, but callus over and encapsulate wounds like that. So the tree trunk.
They think this is a buffet out here, yeah.
Yeah. The tree trunk goop is a mixture of compost, any kind of compost or earthworm castings or anything that you have or can get, and soft rock phosphate. And if you can't get that, you can use fireplace ashes. And the third ingredient, which you can get at any feed store or garden center or mail order, is natural diatomaceous earth. And you mix those things together, diatomaceous earth, the phosphorus, and the compost, equal amounts, a third, third, third. And then you add water and you make a mud, a slurry, and you slather it on the wounded area on any woody plant. And voila, it's amazing. It feeds the plant. It helps that wound heal. And just pretty remarkable what a simple tool and what good work it does.
Great. I'll try that.
Okie doke.
And I'll get the dirt out from around the trees. Sir, one other thing, a general pest spray that I could be safe spraying on the trees and eat the fruit.
Well, I did a newsletter on it just recently, and it's called Garlic Pepper Tea, and you make it from two bulbs of garlic and two hot peppers. You put them in a blender, half full of water, blend it, strain out the solids, turn that hot and garlic liquid into a gallon. In other words, add enough water to make it a gallon. That's your concentrate. Use anywhere from a fourth of a cup to a half a cup per gallon spray. It's a wonderful, wonderful repellent for all kinds of pests. And then on my website on dirtdoctor.com, you can go in the library and you can find all kind of other techniques and products that we recommend.
Dirtdoctor.com,
spelled out DirtDoctor, dirtdoctor.com.
And I guess you got books available there too?
We got about 15.
Okay, good deal.
All right.
Because I can pretty well kill a plastic plant, so this is...
Well, I hope it'll help you, and I appreciate you joining us. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. Listen to you every Sunday morning.
Okay, thanks, Kenny.
Have a good.
Bye. Yeah, I can tell by the music there that we're out of hour number one. We got a couple more for you, and you can call us at 866-444-3478. If you have a question and I'm not around, just go to that website we were just talking about. You can ask questions with the Ask Howard part of the website, or you can send stuff to info@dirtdoctor.com. You can get our newsletter free. Just fill out the form on the homepage of the website. And check out our online course. It's the Natural Organic Certification Course. All the information is right there for you on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.